Hello, it is Friday the 5th of July 2013. Good evening, my name's Paul Stoneman, and this is an audio of my life and things I get up to in the Algarve. So I was listening to Lloyd Bailey's recent ramblings this morning, and I had all the windows open and the bathroom door, and there's a lovely breeze coming through, and all of a sudden, slam, the bathroom door closed. The dogs jumped 10 foot in the air. And Lloyd said, "I think that door's shut now." Which was quite weird, really, and very good timing. But it wasn't his fault, of course not, no. But it was just the timing was so precise. So, not feeling too good this afternoon. Another hospital run today, and watched the tennis. I must admit I fell asleep for a while and woke up a bit groggy. I've taken some tablets and not too bad now. So I've booked some flights for Shirley, my wife, to go back to the UK a bit later on, and I've done it all, and for some reason it's got me as the passenger. Now I don't know, did I make a mistake? I don't know. So I thought, oh, bloody hell, it works out about £97 return. And this is over over the Christmas period. And that's with a bag as well, which is pretty good, really. But to change the name, it's £35 per flight. And I thought, oh, I don't believe I've done this. So I kind of just panicked a bit, but I found the number for EasyJet in Portugal, and the clippity cloppiting you can hear is the dog coming in from her investigations outside in the garden. So I looked it up, and there was a number for Portugal. So I phoned the number, and it was about 5 minutes before the switchboards close. I thought, oh, this is going to be just dreadful, isn't it? And if you're doing this, if you're doing that, and press 3 to change name on the flight. So they answered straight away, and I don't think he was Portuguese, but he spoke English, and I explained what I'd done. Okay, he said, hold on a minute, so who is it? And I said, well, it's my wife, Shirley Ann. Okay, yep, all right, do this. Not in this accent, of course, you understand, but yep, done it all. I said, I looked it up to do it myself, it's £35. He said, no, that's okay. I said, so there's no charge, that's fine. And he said, I'll send you a confirmation email, which it actually pinged as I was speaking to him. All done, no extra charge. So I must admit, with these big corporations, these big companies, I often slag them off quite a lot, and some of them are, they are despicable, they really are, but I will give EasyJet their due. They sorted that out, no problem, and just done it. Another thing, last Christmas, my son was coming over, and Bobby was coming over, and I don't think he had, because he flew in at Lisbon, and we were flying out of Faro, he didn't have the boarding passes, so we checked at the airport, and they said, no, there's no charge, if you haven't got them, you just can't go and get them printed out, there's no charge. We said, oh, we heard that there was like a £30 charge for, no, we don't charge. Other companies do, apparently. Ryanair was quoted, but I don't know if that's true. But they don't charge. And another thing is, when you book it, it's no more of this charge for direct debit. Now, I would imagine it's all been encompassed into the fare. But even so, you got your flights, you got your bag, you book your seats, job done. And that's it. Whatever the price is, that's the price. No hidden extras, that's the price. So you know what you're paying. But there's no flights for £10, then airport taxes, then this, then that, and something else. No, but you know what you're paying. And I think £50 return is very, very good from here to the UK. Okay, my time is up, and I will speak to you later. Bye for now.